Now, it seems quite strange to think when John and Edward Grimes first appeared on The X Factor in 2009, they appeared actually under the separate names, John and Edward, rather than Jedward. They ended up coming sixth, but as you know, they've done a heck of a lot since then, including representing Ireland at Eurovision. Their latest album, it's called Free Spirit, is their first album that's written and produced entirely by the twins themselves. I tried to ask them about it, but as you can hear, we talked about that and all kinds of things. In fact, there are bits in this interview that, because it's pre-recorded, we've actually left in, we've included. We might not normally do that, but we've decided that you can hear it all. And I think when you hear it, you will understand why. Anyway, here's Jedward.
Becky, you got this. You're amazing. How close do you want to be to the microphone? This close, this close, this close, this close.
No, that's too close.
Go back here.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
Great. That's
Hello.
Great.
Edward. Hello.
Oh. Are you there?
I'm here as well.
Okay, jolly good. Right, okay, you're both there. You're both very overexcited because your new album is one that you have written and produced yourself. Is this right?
Yeah, I think it was time for me and John because we had like three albums and I think there's time for our fans who've been with us from the very beginning to kind of have material and lyrics that we've written ourselves. So I think me and John, we've had time to live life and we've like been to Australia, we've been to Canada, we've been all over the world.
Oh, we've made so much different experiences.
And like we've had like bad experiences, good experiences. And I think now it's time to like go like the right way and like write it all and put on
and
an album.
And it's great because we've been writing songs and working on getting better at songwriting and stuff for like the last 2.5 years, so we didn't just magically wake up one day and was like, wow, we're so good at songwriting. It takes time to work at it and get better and better, and even now we're still writing songs.
Yeah, it's all about getting all those boundaries, because like in the beginning everyone was like, oh, what's Jedward doing, they can't sing and do all this type of stuff. But I think we're like proving people wrong, and I think people will be really surprised.
It's like me and Ed, it's like other artists, like they just kind of go out there and see how it goes. Me and Ed, like, we treat our career like as if we're in college. We're always learning new things and always making ourselves learn new things. And like,
yeah, because like when you think about it, like if we had gone to college, we'd only be finished now. So I think like now we're ready to kind of go for it.
And we're allowed to play guitar, work on piano, play violin, ukulele.
Boys. You've not paused for breath yet.
Because two of us, there's two.
Well, basically,
we're like tennis. We're like tennis racket.
You actually finish each other's sentences, don't you?
I think we continue each other's sentences. Yeah. And it goes on way too long.
Yeah, unbelievable. Now, about 4 minutes ago, you said we had good experiences and we've had bad experiences.
We'll stop talking so much.
Yeah.
So give us one of the good experiences then.
I think one of the good experiences was running with the Olympic torch, and our mom was there that day, and it was a real proud moment. And then I think singing for Barack Obama, because that was a really unexpected moment because he came to Ireland and we performed our song.
Another good experience is meeting fans and seeing how you've changed their life and inspired them.
Wait a minute, let's just go back to Barack Obama. What was his response to your music?
The thing about it is that everyone in the room was wearing suits, and you had like Daniel Day-Lewis and everyone right next to us, and I think that Michelle Obama and Barack Obama were drawn to us, and they skipped
everybody. He thought Lipstick was a real catchy song.
They skipped everybody and came to us, and then we were talking to them.
And he wanted to know what John Netter and Jerry was all about, and we explained to them.
But like, we meet a lot of the world leaders, like Tony Blair, we met him as well, and we went past his house today, and then we were kind of asking the taxi driver, do you think like he let us into the house? Like, he obviously would. Like, there's like a guard outside and everything, but then we're like, maybe he might just remember us from the time
really?
He met us in Dublin.
And what did, is that as far as you went then, or did you
no
try?
We had to do this radio interview.
Yeah, we
great.
Had to get here to interview.
It's great that like all these big massive icons know who we are. Like, we meet like
Becky,
Robert Plant.
Becky, the thing about it is that a lot of pop artists are like really, really like, oh, I'm the best, I'm the whatever. But when you meet like people like The Killers and Muse at different award shows, they're just so down
Chris
to earth.
Chris Martin, you meet like all the greats. Even Eminem. Eminem was so really, really cool when we met him at the European Music Awards.
It's like they don't kind of have that. They don't know everything about us. They kind of just like
and they respect us for the good vibes we're putting out there.
Yeah, they like respect us for what they know and like us as people in the
Edward,
room.
Edward, I think you're talking too much here. Have some water, the potion. Here you go.
Well, you see, that is what happened. And there's more, as someone once said, from Jedward.
BBC Radio Manchester.
And back to Jedward now, who provided me with one of the most surreal interviews that I've done in a very, very long time. I think I'll just leave it up to you to make your own mind up why. You might remember them, of course. They came sixth in X Factor back in 2009. They've done all sorts since then, including meeting world leaders. They've had very good times, as they just explained to us, and they've had some bad times too.
I remember we were on ITV News and they were like, oh, Jedward have been drop of their first single, They're Over by Jedward. And it's just like real funny looking back at it when we're in like 2014.
We're our fourth album, we played thousands of shows.
And that was so...
It's already a bad experience. It's about being self-empowering songs that like just for everybody, just for all our fans, all our everything, like reading their stories, their experiences, and it all comes together and inspires you to write real.
But you got
to
make it
songs.
Relatable as well, because not everyone's going to... It might start off at a point, but then you kind of got to make it for everybody.
I have to say, you are totally unique.
Thank you.
Do you mind that, you know, people, they certainly know who you are and they may not know your music? Does it matter?
No, I don't think it doesn't matter. Either way, as long as they're aware of you and what you're all about, and that's kind of cool. It's just awareness of Jedward all across the world.
It's just really weird because like when we first started, everyone was like, oh, their hair is weird. Now everybody has our hair. Like Miley Cyrus, like all those guys that look up to her are probably just like thinking of Jedward.
And we met Miley Cyrus and we were talking to her about her hair, and she said that like she thought it was a great haircut.
Yeah, but people don't ask us really about our hair anymore because it's not as striking.
No.
Right now we have flat hair.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't mention your hair. Yeah, you did, didn't you? So let me ask you about Free Spirit, the new single.
Yeah.
Are you sniggering?
No, I'm not. I'm just
are?
Like laughing at my hair.
I can hear you. What are you laughing at? Tell me.
Just like you saying, I didn't ask you about that.
Do you consider yourself told off by an older woman here?
No, you don't sound that old at all. You sound like this, like, hello. You sound like a, maybe...
But anyway, back to Free Spirit.
Mid-20s, mid-20s.
How do I sound again?
You sound mid-20s. 26.
Oh, no, 28, you're so out. Right, now, just back to Free Spirit, and this is inspired by the US figure skater Gracie Gold, isn't it?
Yes.
So what's this all about then?
Well, we were in
America. It was the last song we actually wrote for our new album.
Yeah,
we were in
LA in January and February, and then we saw the Winter Olympics were on. John, say something.
Yeah, it was great. Basically, the song, okay, it started, it's just the whole vibe, where is it going, and the different levels, and like the verses, and the pre-choruses, and the middle eight was all inspired by just watching how she ice skates, how she moves, how she do triple lutz, and how she was chasing gold, she was going for gold, her name is Gracie Gold, which is really great, and that just kind of inspired the song, and then like we realised that our fans are free spirits, they go out and do what they want in life, and we wanted to write a song.
Yeah, because the thing about it is about our fans, it's not always the coolest thing to be a Jedward fan, like, everyone kind of just follows the crowd. They're either like another person's fan when they're, because they're everywhere in the newspapers, but our fans have been through so much, like they're like highs and lows, and they're all still dedicated, and they're still they're ready for like the new
and right
future.
Now there's fans outside, I can see them through a window, but they can't see me because it's kind of blacked out, but I can see them.
Wow, and they're dedicated.
Yeah, they're dedicated, and it's great as well because we're always making new fans, because writing our own songs and stuff like that and just being around for 5 years now, it just keeps like people going, wow, I wasn't a fan back then, but I'm a fan now.
It's all about refreshing yourself, because I feel there's a lot of acts that it's real sad when you see like these acts and they're everywhere, but then them themselves don't even have money to like buy a car, and everyone else is making money off them. But it's good to be in control of your own destiny and being business wise and not being a face of a company
and not signing your life away.
Yeah, because it's better to be do it in steps than just go for it and not being in control of your destiny.
Well, I tell you what, it's been very interesting to talk to you this afternoon, Jedward. Thank you very much indeed, and very good luck with the new album. And there we have it. What did you make of that? What did you make of that? And you know, I'm sitting here listening back to that because I recorded that a week or two ago. And they really, really don't pause for breath, do they? Many of you tweeting me this afternoon. Lots of you Jedward fans, because you're called things like Jedward Superstars, Team Jedward, Jedward's Carla. And you all enjoyed the interview very much. Thank you for your tweets at BBC Radio Monk.